Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Hey, Diana. It is Web Wednesday here at the Tech Table.
Yes, internet, web-related stuff.
Absolutely. So today we're going to talk about YouTube.
Love it.
Yes, a lot of people spend a lot of time on YouTube.
That's true.
What is YouTube?
Well, YouTube is so many things, but in short, I think people think of YouTube as you go to this website and you can look up videos.
Right.
Yeah.
Lots of videos. You can find, pets doing funny things. You can find
music videos,
natural disaster videos. There's all sorts of videos. And basically, as soon as a world event happens, you can see it on YouTube because someone uploads it that quickly. And a lot of news services even use YouTube to embed their content. So YouTube is kind of the go-to place for video on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is it's useful. It's not, I used to think of YouTube as just something to distract me.
Kind of a time waster.
Right, a time waster. And it can be.
Right.
I think. But,
gets you is you're viewing a video on whatever, and YouTube make suggestions for what maybe you should watch next and puts them on the right-hand side of the screen.
And I've been bad about that with music. I'll watch a music video and then it will say, oh, you should watch this one over here. And then I click that one. And then it says, you should watch this one over here. And before you know it, I've spent 2 hours
takes you right along
watching all these music videos, which I suppose is informative.
It could be.
right. So what do you like about YouTube, Diana?
Well, you mentioned music. I love music, and so I like to look up videos, or sometimes I'll just put something on, kind of repeat, and listen to things and not even watch.
That's cool. Because you actually can put it on repeat, or you just refresh it?
No, I just refresh it.
All right. Yeah. I was confused.
Sorry. Yeah, I just repeat it when it gets done.
Yeah, good. The cool thing about YouTube is that there's lots of DIY, do-it-yourself videos. So if you need to fix something, Chris Ball in our office was telling us that he learned to repair his dryer on YouTube, which I'm not sure that I wouldn't trust myself.
Yeah,
do anything
that,
with too much electrical, going on, like wiring your house or something. But in that case, he learned how to repair his dryer. You can learn about how you should fold a shirt. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of different techniques to folding shirts. But there are some trending videos out there right now where they mix martial arts with the fabric itself to create that store folded look. No, you just have to look it up.
All right.
Speaking of fads, and I don't know if you've seen this, but I was shown this last week by a 10-year-old. The Fox, just type in The Fox on YouTube and you'll see lots of different versions of this, but the original is not to be missed.
Cool. Well, so go check out YouTube and see how much time you can spend watching videos of animals. So, until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.